a machlokes with Elaine, with Chiv Megillus, Tokfa Shel Haman, Tokfa Shel Mordechai, and Tokfa Shel Neis. And the Mandioma that holds Tokfa Shel Neis, Malailu Noda Shnas HaMelech is Tokfa Shel Neis. It's a parasha that's hard for us to understand where the Neis starts with that. It was a Neis, but it has no Shaykhus to the rest of the Megillah. The rest of the Megillah could have happened with it, without it. It's a momentary curio. It's something that just happened. Doesn't lead to anything bad. And yet Chazal call it Tokfa Shel Neis. This is the Nekudas HaSchala where the Neis could start. I want to share a word. We spoke at Tishba, we sat over the Matl Pagamansky's word. I want to say it with the Purim Knetch to it, with the Knetch that's Negea to us. They asked him, and he said, Reb Matl Pagamansky was the giant in the Litvish yeshiva world, was tremendous, goyin adir, and a big balmusa, and a big person with tremendous havrokas, tremendous insights. And he said, why don't the tefillahs help in the ghetto? Why are we locked up and we're being mispalel and nothing works? So he said, imagine the Nazi head of the ghetto was called Reulke. He said, imagine one day Reulke is coming through the ghetto leading a horse with the Dvar Avram, who's Kovner Rav, on top of it. He said, it wouldn't be the Yeshua, but it would give us the ability to daven for Yeshua. A person, Gemara in Bar Bein HaKadosh, that when he was Nifta, they said that whoever comes out and says there was Nifta's Yedokah Becharev. So Rashi says in Shita Mekubetzes, he quotes Rashi in Shita Kama, that because they'll stop davening. Kol Zman, it's alive. There's a makom tefillah. Once he was nifta, people don't. They can daven. There's no davening for it, and b'meila they'll stop davening for it. He said, we don't daven as much as we scream out in agony, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us. It's not because we believe it can change. It's simply because we're screaming in terror, in hysteria. It's not with an amunah that something could change. When you believe, when you have a sense that something can change, when you've seen a change, when you have a dovah shel mamish, that's where there's a chalos tefillah on it. Klal Yisrael was in a matziv where they were locked in, and there didn't seem any makom that there could be a Yeshua. And if it's logically impossible for it to be a Yeshua, then people are not davening for it. People daven, but the davening is more a cry of despair than it is in any sense a real bakasha, a real hope, a real tikvah for something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the Mahalach of the Neis, which came about through the tefillah of Klal Yisrael, by starting with Balayla Nodesh Nas HaMelech. When they saw that it's possible that Mordechai should be on the sus and Haman on the bottom of the sus, then there was a Pesach of tefillah. You find Chazal in different places, Sanhedrin, when they want to speak about inyanim that are not shayach to our world, Tchias HaMesim, they say tseiva arich dugmosan ba'olam hazeh. I'll show you something similar in olam hazeh. The te'ena that grows, the tzlaf, and so on. It's because without a tfisa mamoshis in something that we can touch, that we can see, there's no real emuna for something else. So the aschol of tefillah and bakasha for to be chal, that it shouldn't be ptum and milsa alma, it shouldn't be just stam words of despair, but it should be because there's a sense it can happen, starts when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a dugma. And Balayla Hu was when the dugma started, and that's when the nes, there was a tefillah, the male there was a nes. Yom Kippur, we mispalel because we have to, because we know it's right to, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. The things that we really are bothered by, the things that we really feel hopeless and helpless, the davening is more of a despair than it's a real tefillah. A poem like this is a Balailu Nodash Nasamelech. Laila is a zman when things that are unusual, when things that are out of the Metzias happen. Laila is a zman of Chaloimis. Laila is a zman of Nevuah. Laila is a zman when things that are not yet reality appear. Listening to everybody, dancing with everybody, listening to people say words that I don't think they themselves believe that they uttered. Hagoshes, feelings, yearnings. It's the Balailu Nodash Nasamelech. It's the gilui to ourselves that it's possible. That it's possible when a person hears himself say, I wish I could sit and learn like the biggest masbin yeshiva. I wish I could be focused. I wish I could daven and have feeling in the davening. And the person said it be'emes. Yes, it was an emes that came out from Yayin. It was an emes of Balailu Nodash Nasamelech. But the person found in himself, Tseva Arech Dugmosan, the person found himself a dugma. And if a person found himself a dugma of that, then there's what to daven for. Kol zman we feel that our field is rocks and barren and nothing grows from it, our hagosh is a tefillah shav. And if our hagosh is a tefillah shav, then it is a tefillah shav. When we see a plant break out from the rocks, take root, and there's something growing, so it's a dugma for what else could be. May tonight have been the Laila Nodash Nasamelech for each and every one of us. For each and every one of us that said things that they never believed they would say, that cried for things that they never knew bothered them, that hoped and wished for things that they really had despair of. The feeling that they could be, the feeling they could know, the feeling that we could be something else. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu take those bakashas, because they were bakashas of emes, and those tears, they were tears of emes. And may we take it ourselves. And when we daven, it go from the realm of being a balayla, of being a tefillah shav, because for us it's tefillah shav, to being a tefillah that is an extension. Just like bracha needs to be chal on something, tefillah needs to be chal on something. There are things we don't down for tchiyas ha-meisim, like, and we take Rashi in Ksubas that I mentioned, it's because since we don't believe in tchiyas ha-meisim be'emes, it's a nes that's beyond belief. There's no tefillah for it, we don't down for it. Those in Yonim that for us were at tchiyas ha-meisim, we lacked in tefillah. And maybe if we take those feelings that we expressed and we heard ourselves say, maybe for the first time, and maybe for the first time so plain, so sharply, let that be the Balayla with Nodash Nasamelech for each and every one of us. And let that be where the Makom Tefillah is Chal. And once we daven, knowing that we're davening for something that's real and exists already there, Bekoyach, will be Zeicha to see itself. The Zeicha b'schus that tefillah, those hopes, to see it in fruition.